Benjamin Davis Jr. Benjamin Davis Jr. 65-year-old gentleman, originally from Houston, Texas, well-educated man, used to play football for Texas Southern University. Then he played for Paul Queen College. Paul Queen, he almost made it to the NFL, but he blew his knee out, had to have knee surgery, and did not play for the NFL, in the NFL, period. He used to be a running back. Then he's done numerous jobs in the past, including construction work and lots of different labor jobs, hard labor. He's has two kids. Never been he's single. Never been married. Period. He has an extensive history of smoking and drinking alcohol. He's not smoking anymore because he's on oxygen, because of his severe shortness of breath, end-stage COPD, pulmonary hypertension, and core pulmonale, and now he dips snuff, period. He lives at home with a caretaker. He was able to walk till about a month ago when he ended up in the hospital with hypertension, an exacerbation of COPD. Now he's basically chair-bound. He has lots of swelling in his legs because of right-sided heart failure as well, period. Recently, he's had cough, congestion, sputum production, and the caretaker is quite concerned about him. His blood pressure has also shot up today to 180 over 120, period. New paragraph, review of system, decreased appetite, decreased weight, 35 pounds, air hunger, shortness of breath. He takes Xanax to help with anxiety, right-sided heart failure, core pulmonale, pulmonary hypertension, weakness, shortness of breath, sweating with any kind of activity because of severe deconditioning and shortness of breath, despite being on 2 liters of oxygen, period. Family history, coronary artery disease, and hypertension, period. Medical problems, hypertension, pulmonary hypertension, COPD, right-sided heart failure, coronary artery disease, PVD, status post-cardiac stent placement, recent fall with a lacerated lip, gouty arthritis, and neuropathy severe. Medication, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs 4 times a day, O2, 2 liters, 2 to 3 liters a day. Nebulizer treatment, also Pulmicort inhaler, allopurinol 300 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Symbicort 160, 4.5 twice a day, Neurontin 300 TID, Norco 10-325 3 times a day, and he's been out of his Norco. That may be contributing to his blood pressure. Increased Losartan, HCTZ, 50-12.5 once a day, recently increased to BID, aspirin 81 milligram a day. And did I say Plavix 75 milligram a day? I hope so. Surgery, knee surgery because of football injury, hernia surgery. He also has shoulder surgery, cardiac stent placement. Review of system as above, last hospitalization discussed, immunizations up to date. His blood pressure today is 181 over 120. He's alert, he's awake, but he's quite demurred. Demurred because of his pain issues. That's D-E-M-U-R-E-D, I think. Pulse is 65, O2 sat 91% on room air. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, bronchi and valves. Abdomen soft. There's a lower abdomen, right side, inguinal hernia. Not incarcerated, not reducible, and not strangulated. He's short of breath at rest, short of breath with activity. He's sweating again. As I mentioned, he appears to be in pain. Period. Lower extremity shows a 3+ bilateral edema, positive pulses, neurological no focal deficit noted, oral mucosa with irony lesion. Oh, medication list, sorry. Medication list includes Xanax 0.5 3 times a day, albuterol inhaler. Oh, we went over that, but just add the Xanax. I missed that. Assessment, 65-year-old gentleman with COPD, worsening condition, weight loss of 35 pounds, decreased appetite, decreased weight, pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure, not eating, decreased appetite, anxious, in pain, blood pressure elevation, requires medication adjustment and resumption of his pain medication. He was on Norco 10-325, but he's out of him at this time, period. In the paragraph, he also has a history of fall. He's very short of breath. It's very difficult for him to get out of chair by himself. This is a huge change from just a month ago, period. He also has had weight loss related to decreased appetite just from a month ago, period. He feels like he's dying. Wants to be kept comfortable before he dies. He's no longer able to get out of the house to go to the doctor, and for this reason, hospice and palliative care has been asked to evaluate the patient, period. He does have a lower abdominal wall hernia with radiation to the inguinal region. It's reducible, and it's causes pain when he coughs, and no strangulation noted. He also has gouty arthritis, which he takes allopurinol for a period. Continue with Symbicort, continue with Pulmicort. Continue either with Symbicort or Pulmicort. Do not take both at the same time. And Losartan was increased recently. We'll watch the blood pressure. I spoke to patient's caregiver Z, who's with him all the time. She states that he's crying in pain at night because of his pain. Both of us feel like his blood pressure is elevated. Also, put in there somewhere immunization is up to date. This will be discussed with the hospice medical director regarding his need for pain medication, increase in his blood pressure medicine, as well as need for steroids and cough medication and antibiotics, given his increased shortness of breath, discolored sputum, and rales and ronchi noted today, period. The caregiver is also going to give him increased breathing treatments for now. Thank you.